This team is on a roll right now that you're playing, but you've had some pretty good battles with them before this year. What poses a challenge for you with this team?
It'll be, similar to the games that we've played. I think they're coming in feeling good. I think we've had a chance to get a little rested and get back to our pace, so every hit's going to get finished tonight, and it's going to be a really quick game. They've got an awful lot of confidence, as they should. They're moving the puck really well. A lot of real good pace to the game, so we have to match that early and then be as physical as we can.
I'm not sure which goalie's starting for them, but I've heard you say in the past it's important to get traffic. It always is to the goaltender, but is there...
Well, it's not easy to do, so that's the challenge here. They've got really good sticks. It's not something that they've just created. Go back to Jacques Lemaire and that Montreal concept of the sticks in the passing lane and control in the front of their net. There's not a lot of easy ice. There's not a lot of seam passes off the rush. So it's not as easy when you look statistically. They don't let a lot of pucks get to their net. It's not as easy as just saying that. You got to move at a certain speed to create open lanes, and you got to get it off your stick fast, and you have to have people there when it gets there because you're not going to get to spend a lot of time trying to find the puck.
Is there an easy crossover from good 5-on-5 play to good penalty killing? I'm thinking about Minnesota right now. They seem to be able to kill off penalties pretty routinely as well.
Well, same with us, right? When you look at the block coming into Vancouver, or what was an outstanding penalty killing unit and a pretty darn good unit 5-on-5 wasn't either. So confidence goes to them. When you give up a few goals, you move a little slower. You want to be in position first. And when you're feeling strong about it, you know where you are. So you're faster with everything you do. There's not going to be a lot of time. We're not going to get to hold the puck on the power play tonight and sit it on the half wall and just snap it around looking for a lane. They're aggressive like we are when we're good. And I would say they're completely tied together, that your 5-on-5 play, how you're playing defensively 5-on-5 and how you kill penalties is very much married.
Zach Parise's got 10 points in his last 10 games. He's obviously a guy that's key for them. Do you think about individuals at any time? Or
Pominville's played very well against us this year and has been a big shooter. They've got a number of guys that are skilled. Koivu can do both. He can shut you down and create. So they've got, a little bit like us, they've got a couple of lines there that are going to score some goals. They've got speed throughout their lineup. We have to spend at least as much time worrying about keeping the puck out of our net, and we certainly don't want to cheat on this team.
The last thing I was going to ask was just about confidence. Obviously, a win helps with that. Did you feel, you talked outwardly and openly about seeing good things in the two overtime losses, but how much difference does the win make in terms of really cementing, we're on the right path?
This is the business of winning, and we needed to get one for sure. Because you like your effort, but you don't come away with a win. You need the confidence boost that comes with that good feeling. It's all... So much of this game is emotion and confidence, and so there's a little more confidence and then positive emotion about coming to the rink.
Paul, what have you thought about Adam Party's game since returning after a long absence?
I've liked his game, and I think our penalty kill's improved since he's come back. That's really how he kind of got into the lineup on his offside. We felt he'd been a solid part of our penalty killing, and he's come in and been that for us.